New complaints surface with any new era. In the 1990s, the list of things people rant and rave about is long and getting longer. Call waiting, faxes, phone mail, the internet, the conservative media, the liberal media. Commentator Marion Winnick has something to add to the list.
I cannot find a place to eat a bagel. How can that be, you may wonder, with bagels having joined espresso and salsa as the newly ubiquitous ethnic foods of our time? No longer a secular symbol of diaspora Judaism, no longer a cosmopolitan delicacy associated with New Yorkers, this food of my childhood is so popular that there are dozens of bagel shops all over my current hometown of Austin, Texas. No longer do I have a problem locating the bagels as I did when I first moved down here. Now the problem is finding a place I can stand to patronize in which to purchase them. A bagel store need not be fancy. A counter, wire baskets for the bagels, and if they want to put in some tables and serve coffee, that's very nice. But unfortunately, our era bears witness not only to the bagel fad, but to a marketing and design explosion of ungodly proportions, an evil coupling of the urge to sell with the urge to decorate, which has left no aspect of modern life unscarred. Today, everything from an international crisis to a paper cup must have an attractive logo. In restaurants, the theme has become more important than the menu. In general, so much weight is put on the way a thing looks and how it is presented that no one seems to care anymore what it is, which is in this case, a bagel. But around the thing itself has been built an empire of symbols, texts, and surfaces that outshriek the humble bagel to the point of absurdity. In the outlet of a campus-oriented bagel chain I recently visited, I was confronted by all of the following. A series of educational panels describing the bagel-making process, such as one might see at a children's bagel museum, with key vocabulary words printed in red. A repeating border of type running around the top of the walls, spidery faux handwriting that proclaimed a mind-control message on the order of, "We bake the bagels, we boil the bagels, you buy the bagels fresh each day." Enlarged logos with cartoons representing each of the flavored cream cheeses adorned the walls beneath this creed, mounted and displayed like serious works of art. And it did not stop there. Everything related to coffee had a special coffee logo, and the cups were printed with a brief summary of the expedition to South America that had been undertaken to procure the mystic beverage. Cups, T-shirts, and caps featuring the cream cheese, coffee, and store logos were all available for purchase, as were actual bagels themselves. Lumpish and inscrutable as archaeological relics amid the bright shininess surrounding. As bagel and coffee vendors move fast food out of the 70s and hamburgers and into the 90s and gourmet products, those who detest being so baldly sold at go elsewhere. But unfortunately, even the alternative venues suffer from ambiance overload. You've got your distressed concrete counters, your distressed aluminum tables, your distressed painted walls, and your distressed counter staff. You've got your ochre, your olive, your charcoal, your muddy red. Your patrons, the kind of people who request no pink and no dinosaurs when giving gift suggestions on their baby shower invitations. It's not just a bagel. It's an attitude. So what would Miss Picky like? I would like something plain, if anyone remembers what that is. Something functional, comfortable, even a little haphazard, acquiring its personality from the staff and customers rather than by the decree of niche marketeers and graphic and interior designers. I want to buy a bagel, not visit a bagel theme park or accessorize my look with bagels. I want designers to stop running the world, that's all.
Marion Winnick lives in Austin, Texas, and comes to us with the help of member station KUT.